It's the Titan Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
12-11, Collins leads it after one quarter play. Collins ran out to a 6-point lead. Oldham County answered with a 7-0 run themselves. Collins able to edge back in front here.
I thought Collins missed a lot of shots and still up one, so feeling pretty good here.
Collins basketball to start the second. Thompson gets away to Vail out front, guarded by Campbell. Right side here to Turner. Turner in drive baseline. Smith throw cross court to Eden. Dawson pushed in the back, no call. Gets back and throws it away. Try to get it out front. Ball on the floor. Dawson wrestling for it and a jump ball.
Okay, what Collins got to take care of the basketball? There's too many lazy passes.
So it's a possession arrow back to Oldham County. Just underway here in the second. Gibson in the front court, guarded by Turner. Collins still man-to-man here. Gets away to Sloan, just left of the circle. Now the right side to Xander Rose. Back out front to Gibson. Feeds it down low to Sloan, working on Eden. Turning in the post, jump hook, rolled in. That's kind of what killed Collins that first matchup, but just isolating Sloan in the post, just got a good size advantage. Ignite back out to Thompson, straight away three, no good. Rebounded by Gibson. Collins still 0-for from three.
Came by himself from the three.
Gibson right side to Voto. Feeds it down low to Xander Rose. Spinning baseline, turnaround off the board, good. He now has six. And Oldham County now up three, 15-12, their biggest lead of the night. Ignite drives by. Everybody gets hammered, calls a foul.
Hey, got one.
You give a Bronx cheer as Oldham County has played a quarter and almost 2 minutes and picks up their first foul.
It's hard to play a rest of defense without fouling, I'm telling you.
And the foul was on Sloan, his first, team's first, and McKnight at the line shooting two. Free throw up and good. Scriber in for Collins, Oak in for Oldham County.
Sarge is too much worried about Davion's shirt than calling the game here.
Second free throw for McKnight. This one off the back, no good. Oldham lead 15-13. Voto, right side here to Campbell. Out to Oak straight away. Oak, crossover dribble. Kicks it left side, Voto. Going to drive baseline all the way to the basket. Missed it. Rebounded by McKnight, and he stepped on the end line. Good challenge at the rim by Collins. McKnight secured the rebound, just couldn't keep his feet inbound. Botaw to inbound. Still looking. Beats it in out deep here to Campbell straight away. Left side, Botaw. Back to Campbell. Right side here to Oak. And the swing ball left side back to Sloan. Back out front to Campbell. Over to Botaw on the right wing. Still playing four around one here. With Wagner, Rose inside, all the other four on the outside. Oak, tough shot, right side, no good. Tapped out of bounds by Sloan.
A lot of contact.
Good defense by Tyson Turner. Of course, a tough shot. And then just a bunch of bodies falling into each other under the basket. Been a physical game, and there's four fouls to show for it.
I like the four foul thing, so, but, you know.
Don't know if the four fouls favors us.
Right.
Vail right side, wide open three, no good. I mean, he's wide open. Nobody within 15 feet of him. Couldn't get it to go. Oak spinning. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by McKnight. Davion gets fouled in the backcourt. Can't believe that somebody would call a foul on him.
I'm not going to say that. No comment on that one.
Foul on Oaks, his first.
This is with the, I see a lot more contact against him. Try that one, but we'll take it. They owe us about four, so.
15-13, Oldham leads it. 5-12 to go here in the second quarter. Turner. Right side to Vail. Trying to get it down low to Thompson and thankfully knocked out of bounds by Xander Wagner Rose.
Until I see Xander Wagner Rose, I think it's Xander Weeks Webb.
Weeks Webb back in the day. Vail looking inbounds, gets it in out deep to Turner. Oldham County now in a 2-3 zone, but trapping out of it, matching up out of it as well. Vail puts his head down, goes to the basket, and draws the foul.
Larry Hughes is like, what is it? He hit him on the arm.
I've never seen a bunch. Every foul that's called is always questioned.
You ever watch Anderson County play?
Anderson County?
Yeah. They question a lot of fouls, too.
Oh, boy. Free throw by Vail, no good.
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
End of the game for Oldham County. Nick Carter back in. He'll check Collins in for Campbell.
Guys, missing free throws and shots. And we'll be all right. We got to get everything in order.
Second free throw by Vail. This one good.
Marcellus see one go through the net. That might help us out here.
15-14 Oldham. In the middle, Wagner Rose. Kicks it out. Sloan, he'll shoot the three. Got it. Oldham leads 18-14. Knight being doubled. It's the way to Scriber. Over to Turner in the corner. Turner crossover dribble. Back to Scriber. Right side Vail. Wide open corner. Three. Got it.
Told you. See one go through the net. I always help.
Marcellus now with eight. Sloan will step into a three. This one rimmed out. Good box out by Tyson Turner. He knocks it to Vail. Here comes Marcellus the other way. Drives right side, charges.
Good call.
And Marcellus just put his head down there and was determined to get to the basket. And ran over Oak.
Good call there. Got past the basketball. That's his first.
Just the first foul on Marcellus. Eden back in. Will check in for Thompson. So Collins will be extremely small here. 4 minutes to go here in the second. Oldham County leads 18-17. Collins is led by as many as six. And Oak drives baseline and will be fouled by Turner. And I thought that was good defense by Tyson. Went straight up.
This guy has no idea what verticality means.
That'll be Tyson's second foul. Oak to the line to shoot two free throws. Free throw good. Jacoby Evans will check back in, and he'll get Tyson Turner. He'll go out with those two fouls. Collins loses the ball handler there. Second free throw by Oak. This one also good. The lead back to three here for Oldham County, 20-17. McKnight walking it up here. Going to be trapped, close it over to Vail. Marcellus, cross-court pass to Jacoby. Jacoby hands back to McKnight. Over to Vail, right side three for the tie. Got it! And he's gotten that shot wide open a lot. He's hit the knock of that last two down, and we're tied at 20.
Great pass there by Davion.
Oak bumped on the way to the basket by Evans. And that'll be Jacoby's first foul. Team six. So from this point on, Oldham County will be in the bonus.
See, my man Sargent gone up the last. He's saving it all there for tonight.
Must have got a new whistle. Oak fakes the three, stops free throw line jumper. This one well off, rebounded by McKnight.
Good defense there by Marcellus.
Here comes McKnight. Forces Wayne, kicks it out. Scriber corner three, no good, short. Capped up, rebounded by Hudson. Gets away to Gibson. Over to Oak. Back to Gibson, around the right side here. To Carter. Carter back to Oak, left side to Gibson. Gibson just out front with it. Now we'll throw right side to Carter.
Ball tipped away by Dalton Eane, right into the hands of Strower, hands back to Vail. Marcellus steps in, straight away three, no good. Rebounded by Oldham County. Quickly the other way, Oak going to drive baseline. Has it knocked out of bounds by McKnight.
I don't mind the shot by Marcellus. That's a little heat check. Get two in a row, steps into a three at the top of the key. A little deep. I don't mind that shot. I see a lot of head shaking over on the other side.
1-on-1 tightened him, was it?
Nah, no comment.
Okay. Gibson looking to inbound, still looking, gets it in the middle, kicks it back out to Campbell. Campbell trying to drive baseline, working against Eden. Still trying to drive. Tough shot in the lane, off the board, no good, rebounded by McKnight. Davion owning the boards right now. Davion has it stripped and stolen by Hudgens coming the other way. And a blocking foul on Vail, and a basket will count.
It's
on goaltending, that'll be number two on Marcellus. I think it was goaltending, it hit the board. So basket good by Logan Hudgens. But maybe most importantly than the second foul on Marcellus Vail. And a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout. We'll step away. 2:01 to go here before the break. 22-20. Oldham leads it. You're listening to Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Are you suffering from neck or low back pain? Are you missing out on the thing?
Collins leads it. Oldham County leads it. Oldham County's a free throw line. Hudgens trying to complete the three-point play.
Oldham County with only three team fouls.
Free throw is good. And Tyson Turner going to check back in for Vail, who picked up his second foul. 23-20. Oldham leads it. Turner being doubled. Floats it over to McKnight. It's in the middle to Eden. Nice pass down low to Scriber. Laid it in. Quickly up to Oak. Cross-court pass here to Hudgens. Back to Gibson. 23-22. Oldham leaves it. Gibson gets it away to Oak. Left side to Hudgens. Feeds it down low on Wagner Rose. Kicks it out. Gibson. He'll shoot the three. No good. Rebounded inside. Campbell goes up. Block by McKnight. Turner has it coming the other way. Stops. Kicks it out to Scriber. Over to McKnight. He'll step back. Shoot the three. Rimmed out. No good. Taps up. Dalton Eden. Goes to the basket. Lay it in. And a charge. You got to be kidding me. Woo! Panther, not at all, please. And it seems like every call has went against Collins.
Every call is going over Kenny's way.
That foul on Dalton Eden is first. And that's terrible.
I think Collins must be a guard over at the jail or something. Goodness gracious.
Along with the top of the circle. Left side to Gibson. Gibson being chased off that to Campbell in the corner. Ogle shoots a three. Good! And he turns around to say something to the student section as he makes the three. The lead back to four here. Cross-court pass to Jacoby. Gets it away to Eden. Dalton. Shot in the lane. Good!
First foul, we got a call.
That'll be the second foul on Wagner Rose.
Somebody needs to tell Sarge it's still 8-4. My heaven.
Dawson Eden to the line. And he'll try to complete the three-point trip. Quentin Simmons going to check in for Tyson Turner with 40 seconds to go. Tyson, of course, with two fouls as well.
Dawson with a big move right there. Should have had his own attack.
Free throw coming for Dawson.
Just like the sister on 8 feet to the floor.
Free throw, got it. Lead back down to one, 26-25. 40 seconds to go here. Oldham County working around the perimeter. Gibson out straight away. Now they kick it right side to Oak. Back out front to Hudgens, and they'll work the ball back around to Campbell. Just passing the ball around the perimeter here. I think going to go for one. Now Gibson taking and back it back out here. He's guarded by Simmons. Simmons looking at the bench. Got to see how to play it. 10 seconds. Gibson. Hands back to Campbell. Good defense by Scriber to challenge him. Scriber challenged him, and he goes by him, still laid it in. And that'll do it. And Oldham County will take a three-point lead into the break. 28-25. You're listening to Titan Basketball here at the 8th Region on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.